According to him, he hasn't
disobeyed the regulated principles of eating meat, intoxication, sex life.
But he has some fantasy land in his mind which he tries to live in.
So you have to learn so many things. Don't conclude as yourself as authority. Then you'll be misled. Therefore, one has to accept a guru, just to give him direct. Anything, any field of activity, if one is known, Acharyavan Purusha Veda, one who is being directed by Acharya, he knows things, not a Bhagavan. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. Why one goes to college, school, just to follow the instruction of the teacher, and then he becomes educated. This is the general method. Anything you want to learn, you have to approach a person who knows the thing. Whimsically, if you create something in your mind, that is madness. The Vedic injunction is tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. If you are going to learn the supreme science, science of God. In ordinary life, if we want to learn how to typewrite, have to go to a typewriter school and to put this finger that way, put this finger that way, we have to learn in that way. And if we are going to learn Krishna, the Supreme Lord, we don't require anyone's help. Let us do anything whimsically, and that is all right. It is simply ludicrous, that's all. That has spoiled the whole spiritual life of the present. Everyone manufactures his own way. If you learn to type writing, you have to learn systematically. This finger here, not that this finger here, this finger here. This is nonsense. You cannot do anything whimsically. This is nonsense. You have to learn systematically, scientifically. Then you are actually learned in that subject. And that is the Vedic injunction. Tad vijnana artham sa guru meva abhigacche. Samitpani. Do you read Bhagavad Gita? No, you don't require to read anything. You are perfect yourself. This is spoiled. Human life is so valuable, and in this life you can realize God, you can make solution of all the problems, and if you do whimsically, then spoil your life and the valuable duration of life. That is not a very good thing. You manufacture this pen is better devotee. How do you know he is a better devotee? If you do not know. This is not the way. If you want to be educated, you must admit yourself as a student in a school, then in a college, like in a university. If you say, no, I don't care for anything, I know everything. This is best school, this is bad school. That's it. the teacher has refused training of the spiritual master. So how you can become a teacher? Even parampara praptam, even our only request is not that. And we are canvassing, then you come to our camp. No, you must know the science, that is all. How to become devotee, you must know it scientifically, that is all. Otherwise, you go to anyone, there are so many others. But because you are interested, see, you must know the science, don't do it whimsically, that will be spoiling it. That is all. If you say that one is better devotee, then you must explain who is a devotee. First of all, this you must know who is a devotee. And then, according to the advancement of devotional life, one is superior in.
How am I to know who to take instruction from?
What?
How am I to know who to take instruction from? I take from you, but you are not always present.
First of all, you have to know whether you should be benefited or whether one is bona fide teacher. First of all, you have to know. What is your question? How you have to know?
Who to take instruction from at given moments, given times?
Aside from you, he wants to follow you. But if you're not here, who should he follow?
I've got so many books. All my instructions are there.
But I read the books with my mind and I misinterpret.
Then those who are following me, you... go to them, that I am understanding like this. Is it all right?
But Siddha Swarup group was following you and they were reading and interpreting. So I turn to them and ask questions.
But the thing is, Siddha Swarup, how he can interpret that he reads my book and he gives up my company? Is it very good interpretation?
I never knew he gave up your company.
Yes.
I thought he was still your devotee.
No.
So,
of course, Siddha Sarup, I do not know. He is not so cool. And these people there in Hawaii, Goldsunda and his Sudama Bikra, they did not come to see me. What I've done. Then, Tadvijyanartham Sadhumi Vavigacche, when you have accepted somebody as a spiritual master, if you have given up it in a spiritual master, that is a different thing. But if you accept somebody as a spiritual master, you must come and offer your obeisances and respect. That is the first principle. They did not come to me. I remained there. How many days?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I called them also immediately. So, and what Gaurasundara said, that I can come to him like that.
They wanted you to visit their place.
You see?
Maybe they have something nice for you, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
Maybe they have something nice for you.
Something?
Something nice on their property or their place for you.
Oh. So something nice, therefore you can call your spiritual master, will come here, as you call your dog. Is it a very good sign?
No, it's not good sign.
Anyone who will manufacture his own way of devotion is a risk. It is not possible.
So they are manufacturing their own way of devotion now?
Yes. They are keeping long hairs, don't it? Yes. And what did they say? There is no need of living in the temple. What is it? Just like you also said, like that, there is no need of living in the temple. What did he say? It is better to live in the railway station.
Get up for Mangalarti. Then get up for Mangalarti.
In the railway station also, there is rules and regulations. When the train comes, rang, 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 rang. Why? When you get up, oh, train is coming. Everywhere you go, there are rules and rules. You cannot find any place without rules and rules. There is no possibility to escape rules and rules. If you break the ordinary health rules, immediately you will become sick. You cannot transgress the rules and regulations of material nature. Immediately we can see and we will have to suffer. So there is no such thing as to transgress rules and regulations. You have to. If you challenge, that is your foolishness. Anyone go, you have to follow the rules and regulations. If you don't follow, then you have to suffer. Is it not? Anywhere you go. Anywhere where you go, you'll have to live under the rules and regulations of material nature. That you cannot stay. Where you'll go. Either you go to Japan or you go to America, or anywhere you go, the principles and rules and regulations of nature is the same. Can you break the rules and regulations, sometimes they say, keep to the right, keep to the left. That is not possible. If you want to drive your car on the street, you must follow the rules. Can you transgress the red light and yellow light? No. Where is the possibility of becoming independent? Is there any possibility? Anywhere you go.
Well, there is always some law or some rule and regulation.
Everywhere. So how will you avoid them? And above all, just like you are a nice young boy, so you have to follow the rules and regulations to become an old man like me. Can you avoid?
No way around it.
Yeah? Then where is the possibility of breaking rules and regulations? If you don't follow, you'll be forced to follow. That is criminality. When you are forced to follow, that is criminality. And if you voluntarily follow, that is civility. You cannot avoid. There is no such chance. The rules and regulations, nature's law, Janma mitra jarabhyali dukkha dushana garsana. One has to take birth to come to the material world through the agency of father and mother. That father and mother may be human beings or cats and dogs or anyone. But this is the rule. Through the father and mother you have to come. Can anyone avoid that? Without father and mother, you come. From the beginning of your life, the rules and regulations. Similarly, as soon as you become old, natural death, it is not that, that you can avoid death. You must die. Today or tomorrow or 100 years after. You must die. As sure as death, then can you avoid the rules and regulations? You cannot avoid the rules and regulations of your birth. You cannot avoid the rules and regulations of your death. You cannot avoid the rules and regulations of falling sick. You cannot avoid the rules and regulations of your becoming old. You have to follow. But at heart we have got a tendency to think like that, that how I can avoid these rules and regulations. That tendency is there. That is possible when you are liberated. So long you are under the rules and regulations of the material nature, you cannot avoid. But when you are liberated from the clutches of Maya, then you can avoid. And that is our Krishna consciousness movement. How to become liberated from these rules and regulations. Within the jail, you cannot break rules and regulations. You must follow. If you don't follow, then you will be more punished. So, when one is liberated from the jail, he is free. Similarly, so long we get this material body, we have to follow the rules and regulations, the material laws. You cannot avoid. If you don't follow, you will be more punished. Just like a human being, he is given the chance, a better form of life than the other animals. But if he does not follow the rules and regulations of a human being, he will again be into the cat and dog. Can you avoid it?
The rule and regulation for the human being is to learn to love God?
Yes. That is the only business of human beings. Savai pungshang parodhara yato bhakti radhokhat. That is first class in occupational duty. How to learn to love God.
And we can only learn through a bona fide spiritual master?
Spiritual master is the representative of God. So if you cannot love your spiritual master, how you can love God? If you love me, you love my dog. Suppose you love somebody and in his presence you kick his dog, will he be pleased?
He will not.
He will immediately say, "You rascal, don't come here. Get out." And therefore it is common to say, if you love me, love my dog also. So, if you love God's dog, then God automatically becomes pleased. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam. If he is pleased, then God automatically pleased. Even if you are wrong. This is the way. These boys, they are doing that. I am an Indian. I come from foreign country. I did not bring any riches for them or bribe them. Why they are falling? Out of love.
That's why I am following you.
But if you leave alone in the railway station, how you can follow? Just like a boy and girl, love. Yes, you live 3,000 miles away, and I live 3,000 miles away, and we still live love. What is that love? Love, there are six symptoms. Dadati, pradiginnati, bhujyamakhyati, prichyati cha, bhungte bhojate cha iva, sarabhida priti lakshanam. these symptoms of love mean one must give and take. One must disclose his mind and take instruction. One must give him to eat, and one must take something from him to eat. These are the six symptoms of love. Give and take. Just like you have given me this flower. So you have given. So if I instruct you to take it, that is give and take. If I offer you prasadam, you should bring some food stuff. You should disclose your mind and you should say that this is my problem. You should hear me. This is the symptom of love. Everything is there. Yadati padiginnati munke bhujaya kichaiva saravi yakvitira. So our only request is that our business is, we are in this old age traveling four times in a year. What is material benefit out of it? I am old man, I cannot move. I am 8 years and 2 years less. Naturally, this is not the age for traveling, the retirement. But why I am traveling? Because I wanted to satisfy my Guru Maharaj. That is the only reason. I wanted to satisfy the desire of my Guru Maharaj, the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, at night I don't sleep, I dictate, I publish this book, I go from country to country, village to village, town to town. And they also reciprocate these boys, they are helping me. How to publish this book, this boy, that boy is editing 24 hours, he is typing. Do I pay them anything?
Not material.
Yes, sir. This is love. I go away from Guru Maharaj and leave 400 miles away and I love Guru. Isn't that nonsense? You show some symptoms of love. That my Guru Maharaj wants to do this, oh, I must help him. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Prithivite ache jato nagaraj. As many towns and villages are there, everywhere must there be, broadcasting my missionary activities. So my Guru Maharaj attempted that. Everyone should attend, anyone who is followers, or just like any religion, any system. It's like a Christian, if he is real Christian, if he is actually following Lord Jesus Christ, then Christ says, thou shalt not kill, he must provide it, you shall not kill. But where is that Christian who is propagating? They are killing. On the other hand, they are killing. Is that a good Christian?
They are not following, so they are not good.
That is it, you see. It is clearly said in the first commandment, thou shalt not kill. Say, every Christian, they must please this cult. That is Christian. And he's helping killing, and he's a Christian. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Prithivite ache jato nagaradhika. As many towns and villages are there, you must please this cult. So that is really devotee, one who is doing this. He may not be very successful preacher, that doesn't matter. Because he is doing that, he is first class devotee. Anywhere you go, that is real love, that is real follower. What his predecessor has ordered, that must be done. At any risk. It doesn't matter whether it is being nicely done or not nicely done. because he's attempting to do that. And that is submission. That very attempt will make him successful. This is the principle, you see. We must Bhavasha Atmika Buddhi, and unfortunately you do not read. What for we are doing? Publishing so many books for the enlightenment of the people. Bhavasha Atmika Buddhi Riki Hakurimanda. Bhavasha Kajanantas Buddhi Abu. Find this verse.
Gita, second chapter.
Vyavasayatmika buddhirekeha kurunandana bahushakahi anantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched.
Yes. Well, irresolute. Now, our only resolution was that Guru Maharaj wanted this, let me try it. And the resolute part was, I tried it. And therefore, I do not know, but people say that I have done very wonderful. People say that. Even in our countrymen, those who are not very favorably disposed to it, they also admit that I have done something wonderful. But what is the secret of this success? That resolution. When my Guru Maharaj wanted this, I shall try my best to do this, that's all. I had no other secret. Rather, I was doubtful that what I have got, position, how people will understand. But still, let me try my best, that's all.
For Japan, what would you like us to do? For Japan, what would you like us to do?
That I already advised. Where is Bhanu?
He is busy with the deities now.
Japan? Why Japan anywhere? This is, at the present moment, the whole civilization is demonic. Whole civilization. The demons, they will not very much inclined to hear about philosophy. They are not inclined. There is a Bengali saying, Churana mane dharmer kaheri. Suppose a man is thief, and if you instruct him good lessons, my dear friend, you are stealing, it is not very good. It will do you so much, you will have to suffer evil. Does he care for you? Does he care for you? Really nonsense. Go and talk and listen. I shall do my own business. The Churana, he is a chore, he is a thief. You give him good philosophy, he will not hear. Then how to cure it? That is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi. Karo Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti. Giving chance to hear this Hare Krishna Mahavakya. Chant yourself. Either by this kartal and drum, they will describe it, they distribute book. There is also chant. This is like we recite it. Somewhere other, let him hear something about us. This is chant. Savana. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. So, chant and hear. If he is not chanting, let him hear. If he is not chanting Hare Krishna, then you chant, let him hear. That will hear. So that is the way. Okay, so in Japan or anywhere, everyone is Jima. These wonderful things, we are thinking, the material advancement. Suppose this dictaphone, this dictaphone is all right, so long it is used for Krishna's purpose. The 747 airplane is very good, so long it carries devotees for preaching God. This is good. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya. Everything must be. So, we do not hate anything because we know that everything has got relationship with Krishna, and if that thing is engaged in Krishna's service, that is fine. That is fine. We are using everything, the electricity, the dictaphone, the table, but we are not using it for sense gratification. Every moment we are engaged. Abhakthakalattam. That is a higher advantage. That this time I have passed, what I have done for Krishna. This is the criteria of advance. What I have done for Krishna. What I have done for my Guru Maharaj. If in this way we lead our life, that is perfect. That is perfect. Guru Maharaj has entrusted me with this business. How far I have done this? That is perfect. But we don't care for your Guru Maharaj, don't care for Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and do whimsically what you like. And that is not progress. That is degradation. These are the formula. Abhattha Navagane Sadarichi. Abhattha Kalatam. Priti Tat Basati Sthale. The advanced devotee will feel like this. How I shall live in a temple or in a place like Vrindavan or Mathura. Priti Tat Basati Sthale. Priti means love. To live there where Krishna's devotee is there, Krishna is there, Krishna's temple is there, not in the railway station. Priti tad vatudhista basatisthale namagane sadarichi. Always hankering after how I can chant Hare Krishna Mahama. Namagane sadarichi. Abhattatalattam. To scrutinize this, seeing whether I have wasted my time without Krishna consciousness. These things are the symptoms of advanced devotee. He cannot say, he is advanced. What he is doing for Krishna? First of all, he is advanced devotee. That's all right. But what he is doing for his Guru? What he is doing for his Krishna? That is a test. If somebody is doing something whimsically, he is not advanced. He may speak all nonsense, but that is not advanced. You have to see practically what he is doing for Krishna, what he is doing for his spiritual master. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Vatavi. These are the process. You are a very nice boy, I see. Everyone has got potency, but you have got a special inclination. So my request is that don't spoil your life. Life is very valuable. You do not imagine, concord something and follow. That will not help. You must follow the standard rules and regulations, standard way, and then you will see. Don't do anything whimsically. That will not help. That is our request. All right.
Srila Prabhupada now generally have a Srimad Bhagavatam class.
Yeah. So,
please.
All right.